Thank you for joining me in this podcast. I know there was a big break between my last one and this one, but this was a project I was working on. What started out as one podcast just kept going and going because I had so much to say about it. And once I finished talking about one thing, another thing popped up that was related and also important to mention. It's near and dear to my heart, and it's about reducing toxic load. The world is toxic. I quit telling regular people about everything that's bad in their environment so that I'd still have friends. The only exception is when people ask me. And if you clicked on this podcast, then I'm assuming you're interested. In response to my no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is approach of, oh, that's a neurotoxin, that's carcinogenic, that leads to death in rats, I often get the response, Judy, you need to go live in a bubble. But I can't. A bubble will likely be made of plastic, so when the sun shines through, the plastic vapors will be breathed in, and the bubble will likely be sealed, so that's toxic recirculated air. And if the bubble happens to come with some microscopic pathogens inside, well, that's a whole nother story. But I'm not a complainer. I'm a solution seeker. So the next series of podcasts will be on what we can do to reduce toxic load. Now keep in mind that realistically we won't be able to do all of these things, but just making tweaks here and there will still be able to lower the total amount of pollution we're exposed to. In this episode, let's talk cleaners. I use baking soda as a scrubby cleaner. Water and vinegar are good for cleaning surfaces and stuff like my yoga mat. People who make the switch to vinegar notice the sour smell for a short period of time, but then it dissipates. I find that this depends on the material and how much is used. For example, when I oversaturate my yoga mat, the smell lingers a bit longer. I do, however, still prefer this smell to the smell of old sweat. Vinegar is really good at binding to soap residue, so sometimes if you just toss a bit of it into your dishwater, you get cleaner glasses. If you put some vinegar in with your laundry, you can also skip the fabric softener because of this binding to soap residue property. In terms of using it as a surface cleaner, you can also do fun variations like adding essential oils to make things smell pretty, for example, in terms of the citrus. Or you could add more medicinal oils like tea tree or eucalyptus, which have antimicrobial properties. You don't need a separate cleaner for glass, countertops, shower stalls, etc. In terms of the research, one study compared commercial products to natural products in cleanliness of the bathroom and kitchen. In terms of microbial counts, vinegar was more effective than baking soda, borax, and lemon juice, but unfortunately, not more effective than the commercial cleaners. Bathroom soil and kitchen soil were best removed again by the commercial cleaners, but borax and ammonia were found to be the best of the natural cleaners. Though this sounds like it's refuting everything I've just said, the researchers mentioned that with enough cleaning strokes, soil could be removed with even just water. So elbow grease was noted as really important in their study. In my own experimentation, applying the same pressure, I cleaned half of my desk with my combination of water, vinegar, and tea tree. The other half was wiped with rubbing alcohol. Again, this favored the toxic cleaner. The gauze of the rubbing alcohol turned a yucky gray, while the gauze of the natural cleaner was lighter. When more pressure is applied with the vinegar gauze, more grime was removed, and it too turned a yucky gray. I went over both surfaces a second time with new gauze, and I swapped the cleaners. So essentially, I ran the vinegar gauze over the rubbing alcohol side of the desk, and vice versa. Surprisingly, more gray was removed from both sides, so each cleaner picked up something that the other cleaner didn't. I tried the same thing with just water versus rubbing alcohol. Same thing, each cleaner removed something that the other one didn't. My conclusion from informal testing and the study? Elbow grease is all you need. For me personally, that makes me choose the natural cleaners any day, keeping in mind that the rubbing alcohol is really drying to my hands and to the wiped area. So if we're thinking of something like the rubber surface of a yoga mat, you really don't want that material to dry up and potentially crack. As a side, I don't want my hands to dry and crack either. Something that stuck in my head from my school days was one of my teachers was saying how nail polish remover works so effectively. It's a super strong oxidant which binds to the nail polish. You just wipe on and the nail polish wipes off. When you inhale the fumes, guess what they bind to? Your healthy body cells. Just something for you to think about if you use conventional products. Thanks for listening.